Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show, Free America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And yeah, we always appreciate you being here. We have a terrific show for you today, and we're going to run the full length here and really kind of skip over the intro stuff, except to say we are brought to you by Noble Gold. If you don't want to lose your money in the bank, if you don't want to lose your retirement, you will call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Doug and I, in the Doug and Dave Intel Report edition of the Common Sense Show, we're going to talk about a number of critical issues here, but I want to make sure I make this very, very clear. We're going to come out not in support of Russell Brand, but say there's a conspicuous lack of evidence against him for all the action that's been taken. Now, if he's guilty, yeah, then throw him to the wolves. If he's not guilty, then shame on all these people that are acting against him. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the interview. Thanks for joining us. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the guest segment of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for being with us here, and we do appreciate you being here. And on the TV side, we ran a rerun that Doug and I did a few weeks ago called 15 Minute Cities and CBDC. Let me explain real quickly. Why would I rerun that again? Because it's not getting the attention it deserves. I don't mean our piece. I mean the topic. Everything that's happening to Lahaina is tied to that. The stuff that's going across the country with the fires and the acquisition of land by the federal government under the new 30-30 plan that I covered last night on our live stream, it all comes down to the same thing. So this is why we're giving attention. Anyway, this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the Common Sense Show. Doug Thornton, and we'll be telling you how to follow his individual show here as well. Doug is obviously a former combat Marine, worked in defense contracting, and worked in pretty important jobs with DHS, like being in charge of catching bad guys in Portland and at the border. And in Portland, they'd catch people throwing incendiary devices at cops, only to have Merrick Garland's goon squad cut them loose. So, it's interesting times here we live in. Hey, we're going to talk about a number of things today, so this is going to be fast moving. But I want to address Russell Brand, and I want to get Doug's reaction. First of all, this man was a hardcore leftist in 2016, but he has seen the light progressively over time. He's tired of the lies. He's tired of the deception. He's tired of the abuse of children. He's tired of all this stuff. And now he's flipped to the other side. Okay. Now, let me just say this, first of all. If someone were to ever sexually assault a female member of my family, there'd be nowhere they could hide. I wouldn't wait for the police. And that's a fact. And I'm going to say this as well. Anyone who abuses anybody, a child, a woman, anybody, they deserve long prison sentences. And if it's sexual offense against children, it's time to castrate them. Medically, chemically castrate them. So I pull no punches. When I was training to be a therapist, we take these tests to what kind of people or clients are you contraindicated from working with? And you know what came up for me? Child abusers, rapists. That's true. I have no tolerance. I fully admit my bias, and I'm proud of it, and I stand by it. So what I'm going to say about Russell Brand should be taken in that light. If I thought there was a hint of guilt, I wouldn't say a word. I'd wait for the process to play out. But let me tell you what I'm seeing. This is a man who's been canceled in every way of his life possible. Okay? He has flipped to the conservative side. He has 6 million followers on YouTube, or did. And he's been canceled by four women who, one, say, he sexually assaulted me. Okay? All right. Number two, it was over 4 years ago. Don't know any details beyond that, but it's over 4 years ago. Number three, there's no police report. Wait a minute. You're telling me you want to bring forward allegations of rape and sexual assault, and you didn't file a police report? That puts your situation in question. And four, they're completely anonymous. He has no right to face his accuser. And then everyone cancel cultures him. This smells and looks very much like a setup. Now, if he's guilty, I'll have to come back on here and I'll say, I still stand by the statement I'm making. With unless you have identifiable victims, and there's no compelling reason to hide their identity now. There's no compelling reason. He doesn't have a hit squad out to kill them. They're not in the witness protection program. So there's no reason to do this. And the fact that she didn't get a restraining order, and they said it was ongoing, so why wasn't there a restraining order? Why weren't the police involved? Okay, it's bullshit. That's what we're dealing with here, is total BS. And it's set up to go after him like they went after Owen Schroyer. Different strategy, but for saying death to tyrants, Owen Schroyer's going to jail. For what? Because he's a conservative, outspoken news critic of this administration. None of us are safe. And by the way, Doug, I heard it's Kellerman, I believe it is. He's connected to Sounds of Freedom. I heard yesterday he has 7 allegations of sexual misconduct. How convenient. And again, the same thing. No identifiable victims, blah, 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 blah. I thought under our jurisprudence that you had the right to face your accusers and you can't be denied the right to life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Doug, what's your reaction to this being former law enforcement?
Well, that was back in the days when America was somewhat just and by the law. You know, we're teeter-tottering is what we're doing. We're teeter-tottering on whether or not we want to implode as a nation or explode as a nation. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of bellwether tests. Owen Schroyer is a bellwether test for being able to figure out how to prosecute someone for dangerous free speech. And I can't believe Owen Schroyer is tied up in that and not Alex Jones. That's a head shaker. But Tucker will be next. Alex will be next. You and I will be next. You know, to see the Me Too movement being used as a weapon against someone like Russell Brand, you know, yeah, he was definitely a lefty. I used to really not like the guy.
I hated him. Less. Yeah, I hated the guy.
Yeah, I could care less for his acting. But when he started to get red-pilled and you saw all this evolution of this man, now he's a New Ager. I do not believe he's a Christian, but, you know, whatever. He has beliefs I don't believe in, but telling the truth should be a universal how would I say this? It telling the truth should be a universal cry to everyone when it gets banned. I mean, everybody. There should be no one on earth who should be happy with seeing this done to Russell Brand. And look, shouldn't there be like a statute of limitations, which is kind of law, on any type of alleged rape?
Well, there's not, though. There's not on that crime.
Weinstein had people drug back from 20 years ago, and they put him in prison for it. The thing is, compared to Weinstein to Russell Brand, is you had people from 20 years ago and people from like just a couple of years ago who all came out in droves against that guy. But how do you not how do you not be able to manufacture allegations without evidence? And now it's just like what they did to Donald Trump. They manufactured allegations without evidence, and the evidence that they gave was so bogus and low-hanging fruit. It's like, yeah, sure, you know, he didn't dot his I or cross his T on a tax record. Yeah, let's nail him to the cross for that one. But instead, what's going on with Russell Brand, that is going to be used for YouTube. That'll be used for YouTube. YouTube is the biggest platform that's out there for speech. I wouldn't say free speech because I'm back into the strike box again. This is my sixth strike, Dave, that I've had on YouTube, by the way. So, you know, Russell Brand has a huge following Twitter. He has a huge following on Instagram, huge following, I guess, you know, anywhere this band is at. Because he has a gravitas about him. He doesn't care what people think. He doesn't care what people think. He used to be one of the Hollywood elites, and he pulled himself out of that knowing he would get trashed for it and took off, and the people got behind him. So you get dangerous, right? When people get behind you. The only reason why Donald Trump is a dangerous politician is because the people are behind him. The only reason why Tucker Carlson is a dangerous journalist is because the people are behind him. But what is really in danger? It's not the truth. The truth can't be in danger. The truth comes from God. So it's the insidious nature of the elitist and of these media companies who twist the truth, ban the truth, scorn you if you tell the truth because it's their platforms. I've said this before, and I don't know why I have to say this again, but I'll do it again. For anyone who's listening to us, if you are of the millionaire, billionaire status, and you want to really help out, create a YouTube or create something like Rumble so that, or Twitter, so everyone can go on there and have free speech. But Twitter's giving that back now with some free speech with Elon Musk. But what are they trying to do with Elon Musk right now? They're trying to press criminal charges against Elon Musk. And I don't even know what the hell they're about. I've been trying to find out exactly what it is. But the allegations are stupid to me. But, you know, YouTube is done with. Rumble has a lot of free speech on it, as far as I know. The thing is who owns the internet? The government owns the internet. So with Google being in the back pocket of the government, with Amazon Prime being in the back pocket of the government, which is Amazon Prime, Amazon is the proprietor of the backup system for the government. Did you know that?
No.
All the government's databases goes into Amazon's cloud. Because they have the biggest amount of infrastructure to hold it. So immediately, Amazon, Facebook, it used to be Twitter, right? These things were all used against us. And now the people are rebelling around the world, Dave. So what has to happen? You can't allow too much freedom, right? And that what that former New Zealand person said, what was she? The former prime minister of New Zealand at the UN, she just said that we have to crack down on free speech as a weapon of war.
It is a weapon of war, just war on behalf of the truth as anointed by God. And what she's saying is don't call attention to our devilish demonic ways. Otherwise, we'll come and get you. And this is what we're seeing. By the way, let me say something about the good old ex-prime minister. When you talk to people about people who are malevolently evil, and ladies and gentlemen, you may have seen this yourself. What I hear a lot from people is like when they're in the presence of someone that's inherently evil and you know they're evil, there's a darkness to them. There's a foreboding feeling that emanates from them. And also to their eyes, there's a darkness to their eyes. When I first saw this prime minister deliver, a speech on COVID, how she's going to confine you and you'll conform or else and blah, blah, blah. And we'll come get your kids too. I looked at her and I said, man, that lady is evil. Look at her eyes. She is satanic and demonic. And why is she weighing in on a free speech issue? Now we know she was part of the Young Global Leaders Program for the World Economic Forum, but she's out of office now. Do you have any idea, Doug, why she's being brought into this discussion?
Well, she was used. she was used for the war of free speech, right? So her thing is she's demanding that the world join her in battling free speech as part of its own war against misinformation and disinformation. When have we heard that before? Misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. So this is an article from Zero Hedge. It says, in her speech, she notes that we cannot allow free speech to get into the way of fighting things like climate change. Give me a break. She notes that they cannot win the war on climate change if people do not believe them about the underlying problem. The solution is to silence those with opposing views. It's that simple. While some of us have denounced her views as an attack on free expression, Harvard rushed to give her not only one, but two fellowships. While the free speech community denounced her for unrelenting attacks on this human right, Harvard praised her for, quote, strong and empathetic political leadership, and specifically enlisted her to help, quote, improve content standards and platform accountability for extremist content online. Harvard has heralded her views with no acknowledgement of her extreme antagonism towards free speech principles. This is cringeworthy. It's empathetic. Look, they go after your free speech, then they go after your guns, then they come for you in your homes, and the equation is that simple. 1 + 2 = 3, right? Now, this lady, it's like the embodiment of Hitler has been like disseminated in cloud seeding amongst our world elite. This lady, you'll see more of her soon. She's being brought out to the UN for a reason. Hey, remember what was being touted by the US government, by Biden, while he was at the UN? The whole world needs to join in the war against Russia at Ukraine. Okay, so since almost the whole world thinks that war is pointless and stupid because of mutually assured destruction, and I'm not going to be the one who says we should probably see if Putin is a chicken or not, I think this is all a buildup for a couple things. For one thing, free speech is being attacked vehemently across the board. Dave, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. There's no question. You know what I got told yesterday by someone in Hawaii that knows people of influence? This person's on my side with my advocacy for the people of Lahaina. She said, I'm public enemy number one with state officials. Isn't that nice? I'm a 6-hour flight away, and I'm public enemy number one.
Can I be public enemy number two?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm a Howley. I'll take that. I think with the things that are coming, you have to control speech. You have to shut down the internet. They've talked about it before, shutting down the internet, partially shutting it down. You have to shut down the internet. And from there, what is it? Shortwave radio, ham radio, radio stations. And now with the Biden administration, who has appointed James Clapper and John Brennan and Paul Kobe, who are all former intel officials, to a DHS Homeland Intelligence Experts group that will be handling national security issues. Gee, I wonder what they'll be handling. You can see a buildup, Dave, not just external conflict and strife with Russia and China and, embargoes on our stuff and other people's stuff. And you have the taxes that are coming in and out of the country. We have the shipping lanes that are always being contested. You got the big pipeline that blew up. And also mass migrations happening again in Europe, more especially in Greece. Greece is being invaded by people from Africa right now. And it's all men for the most part, by the way. It's all men. You have the southern border that's open that is just being – it's a tidal wave that's coming. And tides – You know, they come in the reside and they come in the reside, and eventually you get the big tidal waves, right? So all this is culminating to a perfect time point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because 2024 is the election cycle. Everybody's going to run this year, and they're going to, you know, the Republicans are going to slit each other's throats in front of the American populace. Nobody is going to be there to help the American people. It's all about them enriching themselves and becoming president and blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump might get prosecuted. If he's prosecuted, he can't run for president. If he doesn't run for president, people are going to lose their shit about it.
I don't think that he can. I don't think he can be prosecuted and deny him the to run for president. And there's also a question now in the courts about the supremacy clause of the federal government. The states are usurping the federal supremacy clause.
I would not put it past these people to just go through with it and say, "I dare you to stop me."
Well, that's what they've been doing.
Nothing about the Georgia prosecution right now or the indictments is what we would call legal or what we would call necessary. There's no real criminal intent there. Everything's being manufactured. You know, the old joke that we got taught, you can indict a ham sandwich as long as you write it correctly. So this is about scorning this man. And look, I like Trump and I don't like Trump. Okay. I don't like the fact that Trump is not pro-life. He's pro-abortion. Other than that, you know, and I hope God works on his heart and changes his mind, because if not, I'm not going to support him. But other than that, Donald Trump's the best that we got currently. So I think that's why they're attacking him. The best that we got for communication currently is YouTube and Twitter. And that's why that's being attacked. And then from there, it's how you show up and how you protest. And since every time you show up and you protest against the federal government now, apparently the FBI inserts its people in there, and Black Lives Matter and Antifa pops up out of nowhere claiming to be you, to be used against you, you're eventually going to push people into this corner. This corner that I have been talking about for years, Dave. You're gonna eventually make people have two reactions. People are either going to capitulate, they're going to fall down to their knees and piss themselves and say, "Oh, my overlords and masters, please just give me another cracker and let me get on YouTube. Let me continue to watch the Super Bowl. I don't want my free speech. I don't want my guns. You can have my home. Just give me my entertainment." Or two. Okay. Number two is we fight back. And when we fight back, it is going to have to be something that is on the scale of World War II, but it will be with new technology, thus the World War III implications of a massive blackout, nuclear strikes, hypersonic missiles, biologics, chemicals, radiologicals, not only that, but the use of the internet against you, and a brand new thing that was not happening in World War I or World War II. Your country using its laws against you whenever your country's turned tyrannical, the government has turned tyrannical. It uses the laws, more especially in America, it uses the laws built into the Bill of Rights and Constitution against we the people to defend itself, and not we the people, and not the Constitution, and not the United States. It's being used to defend the government. The government of the United States is not the United States. We have to make that distinction now, that the government of the United States is out of control. And to even utter that would put me on a terrorism watch list.
You really think so? You really think so?
Yeah. I mean, if not, I'm already on one. You're on one. Steve Quayle's on one. Hagman's on one. Alex Jones, they probably have an entire billboard of just him alone. Tucker Carlson has his own spreadsheet on how many times he's probably, you know, offended the masters. But look, think of it like this. Do you remember World War II? You know how I love history. You remember World War II? Joseph Goebbels, when he was put into power, what was one of the first things he took over? he took over the radio station. That was one of the first things that he took over. Shortwave radio was all the rage then, all right? You had some, long-range communications in Germany, but for the most part, it was shortwave radio. And he did nothing but press what? Propaganda. He was the propaganda in chief. If you said anything against Adolf Hitler or the Reich, then you were not prosecuted. You were visited. And visited typically meant you were either killed in your home or you were taken out screaming and shot in the back. All right. That is the next evolution of America if we do not stop where we're at now. But who's going to stop the government that says half the people are the problem? Who's going to stop the government that says we want to limit your First Amendment? We want to take away your Second Amendment. You don't have a right to your Fourth Amendment anymore. Posse comitatus is going to be thrown out the window because at this rate, why not just have the troops back into your home? You don't have a right to speedy trial. You don't have a right to be tried by a jury of your peers. So if we don't even support our own laws given to us on the books, then we're not in a constitutional republic. And if we can just go ahead and say we are not in a constitutional republic currently, then the application of tyranny is easily expressed now, because it is a false illusion of a constitutional republic. We are in a tyranny. By the definition, you have Donald Trump being persecuted now by the president. So already that's a violation of the American laws. You have Christians that are being persecuted for praying in front of abortion centers. Law enforcement stands by while cities burn because politicians tell them don't do anything. Half the country is taken over by radical Satanists and revolutionary communists. Yeah, man, this is not a republic anymore. We are in the tyrannical states of America. Go ahead.
Amazing. I don't really have anything to add to that. This is where we're at. I want to say this generally, though, too. You say the government, you made a blanket statement. And ordinarily, you'd be open to criticism for overgeneralizing, but you're not. And I can use one issue to show how that's true. Doug, where have we heard one word from Congress about the people of Lahaina?
None.
Nothing.
None. While the people of Lahaina burned to death and have lost their homes, stolen from Black Rock, stolen from their governor, the latest thing that they put on the books was for John Fetterman to be able to wear a hoodie and basketball shorts and tennis shoes on the Senate floor. That's the most pressing issue.
The guy has cognitive and health issues. I'm not sure why he has to dress like he's working out at the gym as opposed to conform to the Senate dress code. That made no sense to me, but to me, that's a minor issue, neither here nor there. But here's the deal. This is the same Congress that allowed Biden to send $24 billion to Ukraine, $6 billion to a terrorist nation of Iran, and $700 one-time payment to family survivors to Lahaina.
You know, they're about to send another $24 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
$24 billion.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you know what? The worm has turned in America towards this. The polls are quite clear that America's coming down on this. Is ridiculous. Biden doesn't care about Ukraine and its people. They had a 40 a million population. Now they're down to 18 million. He could be negotiating a peace treaty. He active. And I've got this on good authority out of Israeli intelligence. The former prime minister, and he came out and said this too. Bennett, he came out and said, I had a peace agreement negotiated between Zelensky and Putin. The only provision was that Zelensky would not be murdered. And Biden stepped in and told Zelensky, you better hope this holds, because if you do this, we're not going to support you. So any future conflict, you're on your own. And so Zelensky backed away from it. This administration wants the Third World War. They're using this conflict as the conduit to get there. And they don't care how many die. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Look at your kids. In some cases, look at your grandkids. That's what Zelensky is going to call for next. He wants your children.
We're gonna have a domino effect soon. You know how, like, when you see dominoes, there someone flicks the first one, they all fall down. The first flick will be with a bowling ball flung at it, and that's the economy. Let's just break this down real quick. Jump in if I'm missing something. Let's try and make a linear path to the imminent destruction of America. You have the complete wreckage of the U.S. dollar. We don't have oil to produce anymore. We're not digging for our own minerals anymore. All of our microchips are outsourced. All of our medicine is outsourced. Almost all of our steel is outsourced. A lot of our jobs are outsourced. And with that, the people that are being brought in are taking jobs away from Americans who need to go out and work. But instead, Americans are being told to sit on their butt, eat your Cheetos, and get your check once a month or twice a month. Schools have become criminal factories. Colleges have become terrorism training grounds. The Senate and the House is nothing more than a den of thieves. It is a place for abhorrent behavior, a place for a, is it, it is a haunt for every foul bird, as the Bible would say. The president is a literal criminal and pedophile. His son is proven to be a criminal and pedophile. The Pentagon said that they would immediately tell China if we decided to do a first strike on them. So the Pentagon's not exactly on our side anymore. DHS has been completely turned against the people instead of protecting the motherland of America. It is now used to encapsulate and to cast webs and tentacles into everything that Americans do, to spy on you with the spy network that comes to you from the Department of Justice, who's more than willing to prosecute 70-year-old women for saying they don't appreciate Joe Biden becoming the president, when the year prior, Antifa and leftists were literally trying to rip the doors of the Capitol building apart, and not one police officer was involved with that. Does anyone remember just a couple of years ago, one of the chief justices was being elected and they were literally trying to rip the doors off the hinges? Nothing was done about that. They tore down your cities, rioted in your cities from 2016 to 2021. And I will say this, January 6th, 2020, was thought of and created in 2016, implemented in 2020 when they saw that Donald Trump was a landslide win. So 2024 was created in 2020 because they know Donald Trump's a landslide win. So whatever happens in 2024 has already been illustrated to us in 2020 that the deep state is willing to go as far as we will let them go, because we're afraid of them. Because we tell ourselves, who's going to fight the missile strike from the Hellfire missile? What did Joe Biden say? Your AR-15 versus my F-15. You know, Joe, the problem with that is it's...
By the way, Doug, I got to interrupt you here. He stole that from me. 12 years ago, I wrote an article, and it was entitled, Can our M16s defeat their F16s? And I was talking about a coming Civil War conflict that could be drawn out, much like the Viet Cong conflict with the French and the Americans. He stole that from me. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, we'll copyright them. That's what We'll hit them with the
It's actually
copyright.
here. Go ahead with that. But
Look, this what.
I got to tell you, Doug, this guy is a nutcase. But he didn't come up with that. One of his staff plagiarized me, I guarantee you.
Well, listen, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. A man's own home will become a battleground. You're seeing it already. A man's family being turned against him. Father versus son, son versus father, mother versus daughter, daughter versus mother-in-law. These things that Jesus told us about are coming to pass before our very eyes. Not only that, was it 1948, Israel became a nation. That generation shall not pass until the Son of Man returns. So, is that like next year? Is it, because I think that would be, 1948, that's people that are in like their late 70s, early 80s. Some people will say that generation is a 70-year gap from now to then. Some people say generations 100 years. I don't care your eschatology and theologies on this part, but you're given the signs, not just in the heavens, but you're given the signs prophetically on the ground of what's going on. Dave, in order for us to always fulfill biblical prophecy, which is where people need to be thinking, not the 2024 election, but biblical prophecy. These things have to happen, and they're going to speed up, and they're going to become worse. They're going to be birth pangs. The whole world will weeble and wobble like a drunken man. Man, I think we're getting close to
I agree. I
something
agree.
climatic.
Well, I don't want you to think I'm operating just out of ego. I know you don't, but the audience may, some may that don't know me. I have up here on the screen. Can you see this?
Yep.
Okay. This is the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. Dave Hodges on Friday, December 27th, 2013. So almost 10 years ago. So I missed the guess on the years by 2 years, but it was 10 years ago. Can M16s defeat F16s in the coming Civil War? Doug, there it is, right there. There it is. And right here, I go through why this will be a guerrilla war. The sides are drawn, four types of conflict. Can a guerrilla war succeed? Successful guerrilla war. I went through the history of Vietnam, talked about their best leader, Giap, winning the minds of the people, blah, 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 blah. But there it is right there, Doug. Sorry, folks, to digress here, but it's pretty bad when the commander-in-chief's publicists have to copy my work from 10 years ago.
Well, Dave, I think we're limited on time. I think we're limited on time to prepare. I think we're limited on time to pray. This is my thinking now. Chime in whenever you want. Instead of always thinking about your preparations, my guns, my training, and I'm always pushing training, but guns, training, gold, silver, water purification, food, all that stuff. You need all of it. You can't really live without any of it in today's world. But to prepare spiritually for what is going to happen, because men's hearts will fail them from fear of what will be coming upon the earth.
It's true.
We have no idea what really is coming upon the earth. Is it aliens?
I have
Is
an
it
idea.
Abaddon?
I have an
Is it
idea.
demons? Go
Well,
ahead.
listen, it's going to be demons pretending to be aliens. Genesis 6, fulfillment of that carried out in the modern era. It's the great deception spoken about in Revelation. That's my take.
I can't deny it. I can't deny it. That's my mind always goes back to. It will be something so great and so significant that if it were even possible, the very saints of God could be fooled. And Christ said a few things when he comes back. He said, when I come back, if I did not come back, there would be no flesh left alive. Also said that when I come back, will there be faith in the world? And so right now, one of the things that I think we're going to be seeing is a great falling away of the faith.
We're already seeing it.
The thing that I focus on a lot is the way my father views me, the way my father sees me. It pains me to never be perfect. It pains me to not, you know, be on my knees enough, not be praying for others or myself enough. It pains me for some of my own actions, because honestly, what was it? Winston Churchill, he said that if you could kick the person who caused all the problems in your life, you wouldn't be able to sit down for a month. You know, I think we need to do a lot of self-reflection, but I'm not going to sit here and pontificate and make everything about, you know, prayer for yourselves. That should be a common thing. Yeah. But Dave, we have to mold the people into thinking that you need to come out of this world that you live in. It's nothing. It's treacherous. It's nothing but the fowler's snare. Everything that is enticing is there for you to be caught up in the snare. And that's what Satan does the best. And that's why they want to take the Common Sense Showdown. That's why they want to take the American Vindictus Showdown. That's why they want to tear down anything that held up what the Founding Fathers did, because it would teach you to continue to rebel in a righteous way, which people, you know, they were Freemasons. Yeah, they were this. Yeah, they were that. The thing that people really, really grasp with the Founding Fathers is that they taught people to rebel for righteous reasons, righteous indignation, that we are a country united by our belief in God. Even if not everybody here believes that, the better half of we who call ourselves patriots do. But we who call ourselves patriots and Christians need to really clamp down on what those things mean. What does it really mean to get in the presence of God, to be a Christian? Because that will be used against you. You will be persecuted for it. And persecution's coming. When the election doesn't go through, when the world's wars start, I don't know when the Antichrist comes, but I can tell you this. You got 3.5 years. 3.5 years of peace, and then it's hell on earth. And between that time and this time, people need to be saved. I'm making an altar call right now. People need to get saved today, right now. You need to give your life to Christ now. Not tonight. You're not promised tonight. You're not promised tomorrow. And God put this on my heart that one of the greatest things that Satan ever did was to fool people that you have till tomorrow to repent. It's a lie. The devil is a lie. Go ahead, Dave.
No, I don't have anything to add to that either. It's exactly right. I want to shift gears, though, for a second. There's a new police state surveillance aspect coming forward with the appointment of a new committee headed by the known liars and people that should be in prison for lying to the Congress and American people, Clapper and Brennan. You want to address that?
Well, how can we believe anything that Clapper and Brennan said?
You can't. It's funny. Peter Navarro is going to prison because he wouldn't violate attorney-client privilege with Donald Trump. And he's held in contempt of Congress for not violating legal privilege. Okay. In other words, he could go to jail for violating legal privilege. Now they've arrested him and convicted him for contempt of Congress because he wouldn't violate a statute. Now, here's what's interesting about this. These ass clowns went before Congress and lied every single day they testified, and nothing happens to them.
The congressmen lie every day. They lie to the people every day. The president lies every day. Kamala Harris doesn't know what a truth is. Joe Biden does not know what a truth is, except that he's going to hell one day. That's why he's trying to be as much of a sycophant as he can until he dies. This, once again, this goes back to what I'm saying. We are not the United States government, or we are not the United States of America based off a republic anymore. We are the tyrannical states of America. Which state right now does not have a governor that is not in the back pocket of China.
Governor of Arkansas.
Well, I mean,
Sarah Huckabee. Sarah Huckabee.
For how long, though? That's one election away. That's one rigged election away from everyone being in the back pocket of China. Mm-hmm. And if she's not in the back pocket of China, the congressmen are. The senators are. The people who rule everything around you. The companies are. So that's how you circumvent a problematic governor. You just buy everybody else out. And then she's null and void. She's non-vi, as we say. I think once again, Dave, I'm making a case here that the fix is in. There may not be a way out of it. Donald Trump is not Jesus Christ, but he's the best that we got, and that's not very hopeful. And they're trying to eliminate that man. RFK, another hopeful out there, but I don't trust RFK. I don't exactly like him. RFK, I think, can quickly go tyrannical. But you know, they're trying to assassinate this man because he's turning the heads of liberals and Democrats and those kind of left-leaning Republicans who don't know what a conservatism means.
Yeah, yeah.
Turning the heads of those people.
I want to get to this before we run out of time because we don't have a lot of time here. We're clearly headed for civil war. I know you believe that, okay? Yep. There are four basic types of conflict. There's nuclear war, there's conventional war, there's guerrilla war, which was the basis of my article, can the M16s defeat the F16s? And then there's terrorism. Okay, which one of these four do you think we're headed towards with the conflict with the government?
Well, two things on terrorism. Terrorism is manufactured, and terrorism is a legal term. So in the legal days, when you start to think about this, the word terrorism is very limited in scope, but it's broad in spectrum. So you have a spectrum, as the intelligence community likes to say, of what could be considered to be terroristic threats. Are you supporting terrorists financially? Are you talking with terrorists online? Do you communicate with them via phone? Or are you in a terrorist cell? Are you planning to be in a terrorist cell? On the opposite side of that, look at the two guys who were just completely exonerated for the whole kidnapping crap of Governor Whitmer. Completely exonerated, their lives ruined, financially ruined, credibility ruined, yeah. Mental instability for those two poor guys, and the FBI led them by the nose the entire time, funded it. They orchestrated it.
Yeah, that's true. But Doug, I'd like to pin you down if we can. If it's not possible to pin you down, but I just wondered if you had a gut feeling. I'll give you my thought. I don't know if the military will come to the rescue, so it'll be guerrilla warfare with elements of terrorism. I mean, what do you think? Do you think the military is going to step forward?
I don't know. I used to say I knew. Right now, I don't know.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. Exactly where I'm at. You know, I have people that are in my ear telling me every day, yeah, the military is just waiting for enough of the public to get aroused. Okay, da 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 da. Okay, that's fine. But the reality is this, is that if they don't step up soon, it'll be too late. But I don't see the people putting up with this much longer. And although people are choosing not to be involved, they're backed into a corner. They're going to have to be involved. They'll have to react.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the military could do. I mean, what you might have a battalion commander, you know, gather his Marines and their MRAPs and Humvees and drive down to DC and what blockade, you know, there's still an army of cops that you have to go through. And those guys, eventually are going to have to decide on what side of the aisle do they stand
on. I don't think we're going to see a siege of D.C. What I think is more likely is what was practiced in Jade Helm 16, where they hired crisis actors in the Obama administration for Jade Helm 16 to play the role of ex-American military, now guerrilla chieftains. So I do think there'll be defectors, but I still think it'll be a guerrilla war. It'll be the Vietnam model, I think, you know, kind of like farmers by day and fighters by night. That's why I center on guerrilla warfare. If the military gets involved, it'll be the UN forces and remaining American forces that are loyal to the administration versus the renegade forces that will defect. Well, do you see it that way too?
There's so many people. If we get into total civil war, this is all hypothetical, guys. FBI, put your pencils down. It's a hypothetical conversation.
We're talking about this from an historical military perspective. That's all.
Well, you're going to have a lot of people who are going to want to join the battlefield. You're going to have a continental army, and then you're going to have militias led by veterans. Okay. And then you're going to have militias that don't have veterans, or militias where they're led by a civilian. And then you're going to have gangs. And then you're going to have the average, everyday, one run-of-the-mill guy who will say, because you're in my area right now, I'll join your militia. And when this problem leaves, I'm going back home. And those are called the reserves. All right. You're going to have that. That's what happened with, you know, during the Continental Wars. Until there has to become something more. And that would mean a draft, a forced draft, which is called a conscription. Conscriptions historically are based off of inmates from prisons, and then from the local populace, who is conscripted by force by a military. So a military would surround a town, give us all your men. Hey, congratulations, you're all working for the, you know, yeah. The United Nobodies of America. Kind of
like what they do in Ukraine right now.
Exactly what they do in Ukraine. Yeah. Exactly. But Ukraine is different, though. You want to know why? Ukraine does not have the spirit that America has. Russia and China don't have the spirit that America has. Regardless of what anybody says, the average, everyday, black, white, Latino, you know, Asian, white American who is red-blooded, they love this country, will fight and die for this country. And that is a unique thing that really only we possess, and maybe a few others out there, but we possess that spirit to fight more than anyone else. And there's a time of Philadelphia and unity, and they rallied around 9/11. So if you have another event like 9/11, and I believe what comes next is a big terrorist event. That's what I believe comes next.
Well, I think a grid down and then a terrorist event. And yeah, I agree. Doug, we're just about out of time, but I think we're in the same neighborhood with some minor differences. We need to do a future show on this. And I just want to say to Merrick Garland's goons, his goon squads, we're not advocating for this. But absolutely there's such not. Conflict in the country right now, we'd be remiss if we didn't say, if it goes further, what form will it take? This is based on history. But, you know how they'll twist things. Oh, we're inciting. That's the new word they use, Doug. Owen Schroyer incited violence by his comment, death to tyranny. So incitement. So in other words, you can say something, okay? And someone goes out, let's say you say, hey, we're not going to put up with this crap anymore. We need to make sure they don't cheat on elections, blah, blah, blah. And then some clown goes out and murders somebody. You made that happen. That's how they're trying to bootstrap this to quiet people up. Hey, tell the audience how they can follow your good work.
American Vindictive Show. You can go to AmericanVindictiveShow.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on GSRadio.net, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time frame, also on Rumble, also on YouTube. I'm no longer on any other venue or platform, so I'm exclusively on The Common Sense Show, Rumble, YouTube. Currently, I'm suspended from YouTube for like another week or so, and then GS Radio.
Amazing. Okay, well, we're out of time, but Doug, we left a lot on the table here we didn't get to. We're going to have to follow up and have a quick follow-up show here after this. But ladies and gentlemen, as they say, keep your powder dry, okay? Don't surrender your guns. You may need them. We hope you don't. Keep your Bible more handy. Let's pray our way out of this, if possible, God's intervention. But the bottom line is, folks, is if you capitulate to these people now, I'm talking about active civil disobedience. Do not do what they tell you. If it's constitutional legal, do what they tell you. The minute they cross the line, do not do what they tell you. We need to have an Occupy Lahaina movement. We'll do a show on that later. Hey, Doug, thanks for coming on, buddy. Talk to you later.
See ya.